Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Ad Hominem, the podcast of illogical debate. It's me, your main host person, who's here every week. It's Joel. And then, who else is here?
I wonder who.
Oh, that's Tyler. Okay, cool. And Tyler, did you invite anyone along this week?
Well, I found this strange hobo. I think his name was Just Dresden or Gristen?
Justin.
Oh, come on.
Yes, yeah, the guy who's been living in the cardboard box, you know, kind of by your house, somewhat.
Yeah.
Nice. Justin, welcome.
Thank you.
So we have this thing that we do where we need to check your credentials. And basically what that means is you're going to tell me what qualifies you to be on a podcast of illogical debate.
Okay. You know, I've gotten into several arguments and normally I am logical, but there have been a huge number of times where, you know, it was just coming off of emotion and not being rational in any way, shape, or form. You know, and it's led to either huge arguments or, you know, just being blocked or banned from a server from a game.
Wait, did you swear on a Christian Minecraft server?
No, it's more like I cracked a joke about 9/11 on an IMVU server.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's IMVU?
It's a very shitty avatar program where you just, it's pretty much like a 3D avatar chat room. That's all it is.
That's the best way to which word is it. Better, it or VR chat?
I haven't tried VR chat, but I've seen videos of it, and to be honest, I'm more impressed by VR chat.
Okay. I've not tried any of them. IMVU, I didn't even know that was a thing. Second Life, VR chat. Nope.
Yeah. I've tried Second Life as well. It was, oh my god, it was weird. I'm not even going to go into detail about that.
Come on, you know you want to.
No.
He doesn't have to. Anyway, so.
Good point, we got to get going.
Sort of, I guess. Anyone on a deadline I should know about?
I do need to get done here probably within the hour, personally, but nothing too bad.
Nothing I'm worried about unless if okay. I'm missing out on it.
Well, Justin, just want to get to know you a little better. Is there anything that you're up to right now that you'd like our listeners to know about?
All I've been really up to is working on digital art, like digital drawing, because I've been practicing the manga style of artwork, because one of my main things is writing, and then I've also started working on music again. You know, the genre I mainly work on is death metal. So if there's any fans of that, just, you know, I'll mention my Instagram later.
And one other thing. I have pulled up here a list of questions you're not allowed to ask at a job interview. Would you be willing to answer some of these?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What is your native language?
English.
All right. And do you belong to any clubs or social organizations?
No, at least not anymore.
Can you get a babysitter on short notice for overtime or travel if needed?
To be honest, I don't know any babysitters because I don't need them.
All right, that's fair. Well, considering that, I think we've got a pretty good picture of this guest this week. You agree, Tyler?
Say what? I've been playing poker. I've been gambling away my bills and whatnot and my worries. Oh.
All right, let's do poll results for the episode a couple weeks ago. That would have been episode 13, the childhood ruining debates, with me, Austin, and Tyler. So, who won debate one? Did Count Von Count eat all the kids on Sesame Street? 100% of listeners voted yes, which was in my favor. Thank you, all of our listeners. Literally all of you. Who won debate two? Was Clifford the Big Red Dog neutered? That was 100% yes in favor of Austin. I guess Austin thanks all of our listeners. Who won debate three? Does Miss Frizzle use drugs? Also 100% of our listeners voted along with Austin. So Austin wins episode 13. All right, let's get back to this other stuff. Justin, I assume you've listened to the show a few times before.
Yeah, I have.
All right, good. So you know what this is. This is Ad Hominem, the podcast of illogical debate, where we play a debate game that is under development.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I've been keeping up on that, you know, listening to the podcasts and from what Tyler has explained to me.
All right, cool. For those of you listening at home, if this is your first episode, this debate game is basically, we're going to play a debate game where we intentionally debate using logical fallacies. And a logical fallacy, for those of you who don't know, is any flaw in reasoning that renders an argument invalid. So let's go ahead and do our first debate then. Who did better with their genes? Like, who got the better genes after all the genes were distributed? Was it the platypus or was it the chihuahua? Tyler, you are pro-platypus. Justin, you are pro-chihuahua.
Awesome.
Just so we're all clear, these are questions that you and Tyler sort of came up with.
Yep, that's true.
Right. I kind of altered this one. It was supposed to be the funniest. Which one was the funniest punchline or had the funniest punchline genes, the chihuahua or the platypus?
I just sort of simplified which one it was, what it said.
Yeah, so I thought either one was kind of funny. Like,
Tyler, tell us why the platypus is better.
Okay, you want to know why the platypus is better? Really? Okay, the reason the platypus is better is it looks like a duck, but walks like a beaver. It's funny. It's hilarious. Come on. I mean, not only that, it's got poison like a snake that comes out of its back legs. What the heck? Literally like God's little punchline, like, hey, evolutionists, let's figure out what this evolved from. The funniest little animal ever. Not only can it build a dam, it can poison the hell out of you, too.
You're saying a platypus is the funniest thing? Dude, chihuahuas, they're the joke of all pets. Seriously. I mean, people put sweaters and shirts on the damn things, and you could literally toss that thing like a baseball. I mean, it can't do anything to anyone. I mean, it can't even be your guard if someone breaks into your home. So, like the platypus, you're saying that is more funny compared to a regular animal that is not even threatening at all?
Yeah, you can sit here and bash my little puppy dog that's sitting in the corner crying because you called it funny looking. But you know what? My platypus is the only real life chimera. I mean, everyone loves Full Metal Alchemist. Full Metal Alchemist was awesome. And look, a chimera? In nature? Also, you made fun of my chihuahua. That was really, really mean.
You're comparing an anime show to animals? I mean, how do you think the animals feel, man? Like, you, I mean, how could you do that? Let's, like, dude, obviously, I'm going to make fun of your chihuahua, but I'm just saying chihuahuas in general are the pure punchline of everything. I mean, are you going to say that they're not funny? Because, you know, you want to know something that's not hilarious is like a bombing. Are you going to say that a bombing has a bigger punchline than the chihuahua?
I'm going to say this. You're making fun of my dog. My little dog is crying in the corner because what you said, at the very least, if we had a good old idea, that bloody heck, little platypus is hilarious. I mean, look, it's got to look itself in the water and say, I'm a freak. But my chihuahua ain't no freak. It's a little cute little puppy that just wants to be loved all day long. Don't make fun of my little chihuahua. He'll come at you and go, rawr! Like a little chihuahua it is. How dare you make fun of my little puppy dog? Everyone loves little puppy dogs. I love little puppy dogs. They're so cute and adorable. But you apparently hate puppies. Huh. You must also hate all that is good in the world. Only evil people would only think that the platypus isn't the most hilarious.
The only people I know that own chihuahuas are people who wear fur around their necks, you know, carry purses, and, you know, and request that they have, you know, every little thing done for them. Is that the way you're going to live the rest of your life, Tyler?
Like a sexy motherfucker, of course.
All right, so that was argument one. Who had the funnier genes, platypus or chihuahua? Tyler, would you like to read your fallacy first?
Mine was to appeal to people's emotions about the chihuahua and how beautiful the chihuahua is and how funny the bloody platypus is. come on, everyone loves anime and everybody wants that Chimera. But everybody loves a cute Chihuahua. You can't make fun of them. They're too cute.
Just for clarity, you were arguing platypus.
I know, but I didn't want to make fun of my little puppy dog.
All right, Justin?
Moral equivalence. Apparently, I had to compare minor misdeeds to major atrocities. So, like, the only major atrocity that immediately popped to mind was, like, a bombing.
On to judging. Who had the best fallacy use? I had a little bit of trouble picking out the moral equivalence, but once I've given it some thought, you did work it in there pretty well. I'm going to give that to you.
All right.
Boom, jackala, man.
Second point, best opening argument. I'm going to give that one to Tyler, actually. That was a
pretty... thought I got a good argument?
That was a pretty compelling...
Yeah, dude, your opening was good.
Yeah, you... I thought it sucked.
You told me why I should like platypus.
Because it's a great puss.
Actually, I was referring to the poison leg thing, but that too, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty badass. That's kind of a weird thing that they have. Like, that always gets me every time I hear that. It's like, oh, they actually do have poison. Why do I want to pet one, though?
I don't know. Maybe because it has poison.
I always want to pet... Yeah, it's like super cute looking thing. I always think they're cute looking and yet freakish. Yet at the same time, I'm like, I want to pet it, but I know I will die.
So the third point would be the responses to criticism. And I'm giving that one to Justin because in response to criticism, Tyler, you defended Justin's point.
Did I really?
Yeah, yes. You were.
I was saying that don't make fun of my Chihuahua. That's all I was trying to say. Don't
but
make fun of it.
But you protecting the Chihuahua was making my point more valid.
Yeah, basically.
Don't make fun of my Chihuahua. It's mean. Don't be mean to the Chihuahua.
Dude, right. I make fun of everything.
All right.
Don't make fun of my dog, boy.
Justin won that first debate then. Let's move on to our second debate. Is Elon Musk a genius or a mad scientist? And Tyler, you're genius... Justin, you're a mad scientist. Tyler, you ready to start?
Elon Musk is absolutely a genius. Anyone who says otherwise is a complete fool and simpleton at that. I think that Elon Musk is so smart, we might be in Mars by tomorrow morning. He literally figured out a way to best the American markets and give flamethrowers out for free. Everyone needs a good flamethrower. Gun rights should be for all, even the little children. Give them a semi-automatic if we can. Yes. A semi-automatic flamethrower that shoots blazing... Anyways, the point being, I love space, and we should all love space. If you love space, Elon Musk must be a genius. Elon Musk for life!
The dude sounds like a complete and utter lunatic. I mean, come on. He just launched a car into space... For what reason again? I mean, have you ever thought about the ecosystem? Shouldn't he have launched a hybrid out of all things? If he's going to launch a car, he should launch a hybrid. Because the dude's a lunatic. Like, was there any animals or anything inside of the car? Did you ever take that into consideration? Oh, and you think that giving everything a semi-automatic rifle is safe? Dude, no. No, not happening.
Elon Musk launching that car into space was absolutely a stroke of genius. The fact that Elon Musk did it just means it was amazing. And the very fact that Elon Musk, the most muscular man alive. Oh boy, oh my. I think Elon Musk is amazing. The genius it had to be to launch that car up there. As far as thinking about the ecosystem, there's all of space. It's infinite. Infinite void. We might as well torch as much as we want now. Now that we have everything we have at our disposal, let us go forward into space. Like the true Muskians we are. With our Musk raised proudly, just like Elon Musk. Oh, c'est la vie, la va must be.
Once again, you're making the ecosystem totally and utter shit by doing that. I mean, all you care is about just getting somewhere. But how do you get somewhere if you're going to be destroying the atmosphere and putting semi-automatic rifles into the guns of random people? That's really helping people. Why don't they use walkie-talkies to fight instead?
I think putting that kind of knowledge in children's hands, the knowledge of how to destroy, will give them the knowledge of how to create. A new world, a new way of thinking. And as far as ecosystems, so long as we still maintain our home world, we should be fine. The biggest problem is, what if we don't leave the Earth before the Earth is utterly destroyed by the ecosystem you want to protect? If we don't kill it first, it might kill us, and we might not survive. That is a true terror. Destroy any who stand in our way. With the power of Elon Musk, we might actually create our own Dyson sphere and suppress the sun, and then we will become gods of the new world. Any debates?
So once again, total destruction of the ecosystem. You're not taking into consideration of everyone else, of all the other people. Where, okay, if they're going to be launched into space, where are their hybrid cars to go into space? Huh? Really? And really, to think that we'll become gods? Really, the first thing you want to worry about before any type of god is the ecosystem in hybrid cars.
All right, so that was our next debate. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Tyler, fallacy.
My fallacy was actually not the best one. I didn't really know how to use this one properly, so I just kind of wung it. Mine was the Scotsman, or the true Scotsman fallacy.
No true Scotsman?
No true Scotsman. Declare that something that belongs to a group but doesn't fit the group or stereotype doesn't belong to that group.
All right.
Wasn't sure how to really feng shui it to whether or not a guy was a mad scientist or not. So I kind of just swung and tried to see if I could hit it.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think I hit that very well.
All right, Justin, what was yours?
It is proof by assertion. Repeat the same claim, regardless of opposing viewpoints or evidence.
Well, one of the things about this game is that if you don't use your fallacy, then you automatically lose the round. And Tyler, I'm not sure you know true Scotsman that at all.
Yeah, I didn't. So I lost it.
Yeah. So, Justin, you're on a roll.
Okay.
I hate the true Scotsman one. I just hate it.
It can be hard to use.
I mean, did I use the fallacy well?
Yeah, actually. Your only talking point was hybrid cars. I mean, what else do you need?
Seriously. I mean, those things need to replace all cars.
That would
you know?
Be nice, wouldn't it? Anyway, let's move on to
It will never happen.
Shut up, Tyler. Let me dream. Let's move on to the third debate. So, your next debate. Who would win in a fight? Johnny Bravo or J.J. Abrams? Justin, you're going first and you've got Johnny Bravo. Tyler, you are defending J.J. Abrams in this fight. Now, I don't know what kind of fight this would be, but good luck, I guess, coming up with how you're gonna... Time for you to do your first round.
Johnny Bravo, we're talking about a huge, masculine, buff guy. I mean, the dude survived getting electrocuted by eels and... Just, I mean, if you were to just look at him, he's the best cartoon character ever of all time. Ever of all time. And just simply based off of his huge arms and his huge upper body, I mean, that dude can just take punches and deliver hell of punches. I mean, if you were to get punched by him, I mean, you might as well go ahead and write your own epitaph.
I see your argument there, but I'm sorry, I have to disagree. Have you seen some of the movies J.J. Abrams has done? The man has been places, seen things, done things you wouldn't even imagine. Yes, Johnny Bravo can hit shit. Or can he? From what I remember of the cartoon, he always got hit. Didn't do a lot of hitting himself. He got hit by a lot of bras thrown around like a rag doll by little girls. I don't think that's a manly man at all. Oh, but what do I know? J.J. Abrams, that scrawny little son of a gun. Oh, man, look at them guns. Kiss them all around, and he could punch out anything. He's got the strength of a little girl, and I bet he could beat Johnny Bravo into submission with his two pythons of wiggly goodness.
But the thing is that it's Johnny Bravo. I mean, nothing gets better than him. I mean, he can easily get all those women in. He can easily withstand all that damage. You want to know why? It's because I'm right. With him being so huge and be able to like flex anything, you really think that tiny little arms will be able to do anything to Johnny fucking Bravo?
You fool, you are signing your own death warrant. J.J. Abrams could destroy him with a single thought of his mind. He has the power of a god between his pinky and his middle toe. That, and as far as talking about chicks, he beats Johnny Bravo by a mile. Like, we're not even talking, it's not even up for discussion, like, it's more than a mile. Johnny Bravo got, like, wait, one chick throughout the whole series, and he had to forget about even having her because of, like, some weird spy rules. J.J. Abrams has had tons of chicks, and is still having tons of chicks, and he's, like, what, in his 50s by now? I'm just saying, Johnny Bravo, more than likely, is just a fat guy who thinks he's actually really muscular, and that's what's really going on. All we see is his demented, weird mind. He thinks he's this hot stud, but in reality, he's just a fat loser.
The guy, Johnny Bravo, is not even close to fat. I mean, if anything, he's burned so much fat just to build up all of his strength. And to say that J.J. Abrams is close to a god, dude, from what I personally think aware of, I mean, what if you think about it, Johnny Bravo could be a god himself. He could be a demigod. Yeah, we could say that. Johnny Bravo is a demigod.
Okay, Johnny Bravo isn't even close to demigod level. He's not even close to god status. He's not anything status. He's just sad. Just sad. That's all anyone can say. He's sad. Poor Johnny Bravo. Wishes he could be awesome. Could never be, even if he wished. Just a fat loser. Can't even get any women. Can't get any women whatsoever. Has never even got a woman once. Just a bad day for him. But Elon Musk, on the other hand, he's got the women. He's got the power.
I think you forgot who you were debating for there at the end. Because you said Elon Musk when you were supposed to be defending J.J. Abrams.
Oh. Yeah, I figured I was going to do something stupid like that.
And I'm surprised that you didn't argue that J.J. Abrams could just blind Johnny Bravo with lens flares.
I was thinking about it, but I figured that would be too easy. That'd be too
But easy. Johnny Bravo wears sunglasses.
Fair point.
Yeah, but Johnny Bravo is Johnny Bravo. So he'd probably, like, he'd fall off for some reason, and he would just out of being, oh, well, technically just write Johnny Bravo since he's a director.
I've never seen him take off his sunglasses.
Hey, that's just because the writers never wrote it in there.
Anyway.
But this guy, he could get it in there.
Justin, you went first.
He gets
first
all them lint friends.
You went first this time, Justin. So would you read your fallacy off first?
Argument from silence. Declare that your claim is right based on a lack of evidence against it rather than based on the evidence in its favor.
I don't know about that one. You did give quite a few talking points.
I had kettle logic. Inconsistent and or contradictory to all my arguments, I would believe. I think. I don't know.
Yeah. I can think of one off the top of my head where in your counterpoint, you brought up an episode where he actually got a date, but then was forced to forget about her, and then in your closing, you said he never once got a date.
Never, ever.
That's contradictory enough.
Wait, who's what, when, where?
You used a contradictory argument to support your claim.
I would never be contradictory, no. I don't contradict nothing.
The argument from silence, I don't know. I think you actually did give forth quite a bit of evidence in favor of Johnny Bravo instead of saying the other things about how, like, you don't need to defend him or whatever. You defended him too much for it to be an argument from silence.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Tyler, you win this one by actually using your fallacy.
Giggity giggity goo.
Well, let's move on to our next debate then. Is the world of Gumball actually all that amazing? Yes or no? Tyler, you think yes. Justin, you think no, and just be aware that I will be judging you solely on the merit of your argument and fallacy, because I have seen maybe two episodes of that show.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't expect any different. Any different from you, Joel. Nothing else.
I'm sorry, I don't get Cartoon Network.
I can't remember if I've watched the show, to be honest, so.
All right, that's perfect. We've had two people on here arguing Pokemon when they've never played Pokemon. Tyler, you're going first.
Here I'm going to present the question. Do you like T-Rexes, Justin Troville?
Justin, you have 30 seconds to answer that before we get back to Tyler.
No, I mean, the things try to be intimidating, you know, by being large, but look at their small arms. They have Trump-size arms.
You may not like the Tyrannosaurus Rex, but most other people in the world actually do. And you know what Gumball, the amazing world, has? A motherfucking T-Rex! And a motherfucking giant who happens to be Bigfoot, whose mom is also a witch, bro! It's totally out of this world! Dog! Now that is all good. And if you don't like that, and I question, do you like that? Do you like life? Do you like living and breathing oxygen? Because I do, and I like myself an amazing world of Gumball. I mean, just the name sounds like I gotta watch that stuff, because that just sounds interesting if you know what I mean.
Of course I breathe oxygen. You know, it's just blatantly and obviously, I'm clearly not the only one who thinks, you know, this show is just bland and just lacks anything of anything. I mean, really, T-Rexes out of all things? Come on. That's the most boring dinosaur ever.
You think a T-Rex is boring? Do you like life? Do you like to breathe? Well, you already answered that one, but I have to say, do you really breathe? Do you breathe in life itself? Do you breathe in the colors and the context and textures of the world around you? I mean, look, Gumball has all these really... I mean, there's a goth girl in the Bloody series. A goth ghost girl. Come on. You gotta love goth. Do you love goth girls? Do you not like the awesomeness of goth girls? They can be awesome and hot. Even if they don't have anything hot about them. And therefore, Amazing World of Gumball is even more amazing. Because, well, ghosts and goblins and weird shit. Even the animatronics bloody talk in that universe. It's like some guy was on drugs and just said, eh, fuck it, I'll make an episode of Gumball Amazing World. I mean, it's just... wow!
Of course, I'm into goth girls. But you might as well take that show in its entirety and put it into a meat grinder. Because I am clearly not the only one who thinks this. I mean, can you tell me the exact rating the show has? Obviously, I don't hear anyone talk about it ever. Because it obviously wasn't good enough for everyone to be talking about it all over Facebook or Twitter or wherever. It clearly doesn't seem amazing at all. It seems like a fucking failure. I'm sorry to say that.
Do you not lack fun? Do you not lack to live? Do you not even open up a computer? Have you not actually cracked open a journal or a magazine of worth or credation? I'm saying this because The Amazing World of Gumball has won several Academy Awards just on the grounds of it being a bloody awesome cartoon, most of which I never even knew existed. Best animation, best use of texture, best use of color, best storylines. I mean, all these are some pretty weird stuff to be given to World of Gumball, but do you even pay attention? Now, I have to question your validation and devalue of this show. Amazing World of Gumball is bloody ass amazing. Dog!
Golden Globes, is that really all you have? Take at least my opinion into consideration and the opinion of others who realize how huge of a trash can that show is. The Amazing World of Boring is really just something that is not even relevant or is even close to entertaining.
While we were debating, I was actually like scouring Rotten Tomatoes, Metacritic, and IMDb to try and find reviews on this show, and it actually has like an 8.1 out of 10 positive reviews.
I knew it had some reviews.
Let's get on to the other stuff. Tyler, you went first, right?
Yes, I went so first. So therefore, I'm going to go ahead and show you my card.
Thank you.
It was the best fallacy I could possibly have been given. It was a fallacy of fallacies. It was a fallacy of so many questions.
Which you mostly used wrong.
Hey, I tried to use it. I thought I was using it right.
Ask a question that assumes information that is either false or unconfirmed is true.
Well, I didn't know whether or not he had any of those things, so I was assuming by asking those questions he didn't like the show. I don't know.
The fallacy of many questions is supposed to be a thing like, who is the current dictator of the United States? The United States doesn't have a dictator. It has a president.
I didn't even think they had rewards, so... I was just winging all this stuff. All right, well, let's just go with it. It is what it is. I tried.
Justin?
I had bandwagon. Appeal to a topic's popularity or reference the number of people who support or agree with it as a form of validation.
That checks out. I think you definitely did that once or twice. So, I'm sorry, Tyler. I just don't think I can give you that fallacy use there.
I swear I used it correctly. Just let me think of how to lie to you to tell you that I used it correctly.
There's been moments where the audio has been cutting in and out on my end for some reason.
I'm sorry. Hopefully that will hang in there for this last debate because we are down to it, guys.
We're down to it?
Yeah.
Well, let's get to it.
That's what I thought. Justin, you think Dark Souls is super easy, and Tyler, you think it's really hard. Hashtag get good.
Oh, I am going to love this.
Justin, you ready to start?
I'm ready.
All right.
Why do people seriously think Dark Souls is hard? I've beaten the third one. I'm halfway through my second playthrough on that. I am actually working on the DLC aspect of Dark Souls 2. I mean, the games really are not that hard because all it does is take patience, which most players lack, which most people lack. Seriously, the bosses are not that bad. Yeah, you do. It even warns you that you're going to die in the game, but you've been warned. And, which in that case, people seriously need to get good. You know, instead of complaining saying it's a difficult game, they just need to realize that it really is not that difficult. They need to quit being pansies.
Dark Souls is hard, man, and there's only two types of people in this world. People who cheat at Dark Souls and think it's easy, and those who know the true horror of Dark Souls. There's only two sides to this, two possible outcomes. I say you're a cheater, a dirty, filthy hacker who's hacked the system. You gotta be cheating. There's no way it's easy. I died the very first creature I met. It was like a little skeleton, and it just beat the shit out of me. Ugh. Every time I play the game, I get traumatized. You cheater. How dare you cheat at Dark Souls?
I am nothing close to a hacker or cheater. Dark Souls is one of those games and franchises to where you have to apply your own basic instincts in the video game, which happens in all video games if you really think about it. And plus, it is not torture. I mean, the first enemies are very easy. The first boss is very easy. Because literally all you have to do is just dodge the attacks. And when it comes to the basic enemies, you can block or once again dodge. Just apply how combat even works. That's how it makes it easy.
I say that you're a cheater. You are cheating at Dark Souls. It's the only way. It's the only possible outcome. I mean, look, can the internet truly be wrong when it has so many memes about how hard Dark Souls is? No, it can't be. Everything on the internet is absolutely true. And that means that there's only two possible abilities. Either Dark Souls is really difficult, or it's really difficult and you're a cheater. A dirty, filthy, casual cheater. How dare you be so casual with me? You ain't no hardcore gamer. You're just a cheater hacker, man. How dare you hack? What, you little script kitty? What are you going to script kitty Nick's? You going to script kitty this entire debate?
Go ahead and assume that I'm a cheater, but Dark Souls really has become relaxing to me. It became something where it would take an obstacle to overcome, but all I had to do was realize that it just takes patience to get through the game. I mean, being able to kill enemies without hesitation. You know, I honestly think that's your issue, is hesitation, which, and the last thing I'll say is, get good.
I did get good. I actually finally beat the games, but it was only after discovering so many hackers were hacking it, trying to kill me all the time as I played. How dare they try to kill me? I had to find really weird ways of beating them, like toss them down wells and such like that. It was quite awesome, actually. But how dare you, you little script kitty. How many times are you going to use script kidding and all this hacking to try to win? Are you going to try to keep using this to win your debates? Are you going to try to keep winning out of every game? How dare you script kitty your way out of hard games? Get good, bro. Get truly good. And put down the script kiddies way of the script.
So that was our final debate. Justin, you went first, so read your fallacy to us.
Okay. Burden of proof. Say that it isn't your job to find proof to support your claim, but your opponent's job to find proof against it.
I can see an argument for how you did that this time. All right, Tyler?
Mine was the black and white fallacy. Insist there are only two sides or possibilities when in fact there could be many more. And mine was the fact that I said he was either a script kiddie or the game really is hard. Either way, it's hard.
It's hard because you haven't gotten good.
You haven't gotten good, bro. You just all know script kiddiness isms.
Anyway, I'm gonna do the judging this time because we have a fallacy use winner. You both used your fallacies. Tyler, you used yours a little better, and it formed your argument, and that was impressive. Best opening argument. Tyler, I'm giving that one to you as well.
Yes! At least again, I get something this today.
It's mostly due to that fallacy used.
Yeah, I had a good fallacy, though.
You did.
A great fallacy.
You did have a
I
good
have the
fallacy.
Best fallacies. I have great hands, too. They're the biggest
but Justin,
hands. They're the best
You had
hands.
The best response to criticism for your consolation. Get good. Alright, folks, that's gonna do it for us. That was our debates. Justin, do you have any mixtapes, social links, other sort of projects you would like to drop on our listeners?
To be honest, I took down the old projects that I used to have, so all I can say is just pay attention to my Instagram because I'll be posting, you know, updates about what I am going to be working on, what I'm currently working on, and I mainly put it out on Instagram. So my Instagram is blankpark_, like no spaces, all lowercase.
I will put a link to that in the description and then also link to it on the Facebook group. Speaking of the Facebook group, come join us. We would love to see you in the group of Illogical Debate. We talk about the game, we talk about the podcast. It's a great time. Just come on down. We don't have actual... I guess we do have cookies because Facebook uses them. So come to the group of Illogical Debate. We have cookies, courtesy Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter at Incitement Games, where you will get news on the game and on podcasts, which are kind of one in the same at this point, to be honest. If you want to talk about the show on Twitter, Facebook, wherever, use the hashtag #AdHominemCast, and I will find it. Trust me.
I trusted you last week.
Like, find it like Illuminati status?
No, I've got a hashtag tracker set up on TweetDeck, so I will know instantly if someone tweets using the hashtag #AdHominemCast.
Sweet.
It's like the government.
Yeah, except only this one thing. Oh yeah, Be sure to like, rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. If you have time, tell a friend. If you don't have time to tell a friend, that's okay too. Just keep listening. Come back and be sure to vote on who you think won. You will see polls go up on Twitter later in the day after the episode's been posted. You will also find them in the group of Illogical Debate. Remember, kids, debates aren't about proving your point. They're about asserting dominance over your opponent.